Jesus appeared to the disciples a third time by the Sea of Tiberias. And it happened like this. Simon Peter, Nathanael, Thomas, who's called the twin, the sons of Zebedee, two other of the disciples were all together there. And Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing. And they said, well, we'll go with you. So they got into the boat. And they went out and they fished all night long and they caught nothing. At dawn, as the sun was rising, Jesus was on the shore of the lake. But the disciples didn't recognize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, children, have you caught any fish? And they called back, no, nothing. He said, throw your nets on the right side and you'll find some. Well, they took their nets and they threw them on the other side. And now they had so many fish in the nets that they couldn't even haul it in. And the disciple whom Jesus loved looked and he said, it's the Lord. Well, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put his clothes back on. He had been fishing naked and he jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat dragging the net full of fish. They were only about 100 yards offshore. When they got to the shore, they saw a charcoal fire there with bread and fish on it. And Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish that you caught. So Simon Peter went on board. He hauled the whole net full of fish off the boat. 153 big fish. And even though there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, come, have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared say to him, who are you? They all knew that it was the Lord. And Jesus took the bread. He gave it to them. And so also the fish. Now this was the third time that Jesus had appeared to them after his resurrection. After they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And Peter said to him, oh, yes, Lord. Yes, you know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my lambs. And he said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Simon Peter said to him, yes. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. Then he said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Simon Peter was deeply grieved that he asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Oh, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly I tell you, when you were young, you put on your own belt, you went wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will bind you with a belt and will take you where you do not want to go." Now he said this in order to foretell by what death he was to glorify God. And then he said to him, "Follow me." Now as they were walking, Simon Peter saw the other, the disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. And he said, "Well, Lord, what about him?" And Jesus said, "Why, if it is my will that he remain until I come, what's that to you? You, follow me." This is the disciple who is the source of all of these stories. He is the one who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is the truth. But if all the things were written of what Jesus did, I imagine not all the books in the world would be able to contain all the things that would be written. And we're still working on that.